coming up on May 21st, we have a special election, which will include a bond for a new courthouse. Jay Bozovich, West Lane County Commissioner, is with me this afternoon. And Jay, I know you've been probably talking a lot about this. Tell me, first off, what the need is for the new courthouse.
So the need is that we're out of space in our current courthouse. We're leasing space for DA's offices around town. We've got parts of the courthouse function that are actually happening in a building next door, our county administration building. We're just out of space. So it's a space issue right now with the current caseload, let alone 50 to 100 years from now. So we're just out of space in a building that was built in 1959 for a population of 160,000 people.
Now, before we get to talking about the financial part of it, let's talk about where they want to put this versus where the courthouse is now. Is this something where the old courthouse will be sold off or used for something else, or will it be demolished and a new site picked for the new one? How's that working?
So we went through a land exchange with the city of Eugene. So the new courthouse will be built where the old city hall was, in that big full block on the other side of our county administration building. The old courthouse, as part of that deal, the city of Eugene will have the first right of refusal of utilizing that space once we abandon it for city offices. So, and if they choose not to, then the county could use them for offices, or we could lease that space out. But that building will, you know, be reused. Once it's empty, we'll have the ability also to do seismic retrofit work. Right now, that building does not survive the Cascadia subduction zone earthquake.
That notwithstanding, it's structurally and its integrity is good, notwithstanding the 9.0 possibility.
Right. Yeah. Other than the Cascadia, it's a structurally sound building with a lot of the systems aging out.
Right.
The elevator systems, you know, were kind of one-off systems that were installed. We have to actually send out and have parts machined to repair them, which sometimes can delay. You know, if we get an elevator down, it can be 3 weeks to a month before that elevator is back in service.
Again, before we start talking finances, because I know we'll get to that eventually, the typical county seat courthouse has a specific look to it. Is this going to be a modern thing, or is it going to be kind of a retro-looking building? Do they have a design for it yet?
No, they don't have a design yet. And that's the next phase of the project once we've done that. We've gone far enough with architecture to know how much space we need and whether that space will fit well on that block, and kind of did a blocking exercise where we could identify, you know, how many square feet of glass there might be in the building, how many square feet of roof, so we could do the cost estimating. Mm-hmm. But the actual architectural look of the building has not been set. I do know that when I worked with the judges on visioning for this, that they want something that's going to, you know, be respectful, but they also want something that's frugal. Mm-hmm. So I imagine you'll see something that's not going to be as avant-garde as the federal courthouse was, you know, with the aluminum kind of Airstream look.
Right. But then the large pillars and the columns that are associated
I don't think that's going to be part of our budget.
Yeah,
we just don't have that written in.
So basically, you looked at a price per square foot based on what you thought might be needing, and that's how the number was determined.
Yeah, and it includes everything from the land purchase all the way through the furniture for the courtrooms.
How much money is going to be needed through public taxes versus money that is stipend out of other accounts like federal or?
Yeah. So what the state did a few years back was start a program where they're helping counties replace their courthouses because they realized a lot of counties in Oregon couldn't afford to do it, even though we're mandated to provide a courthouse. So they put up this program with a match up to 50% of the cost of eligible portions of the courthouse. In our particular case, that works out to about a 40% of the construction cost. That match is going to be about $94 million of state funds that will come into Lane County to construct that courthouse. We've also set aside about $4 million worth of federal funds. So we're looking for $154 million from local taxpayers in our bond levy. That'll be about 27 cents per thousand of assessed value, approximately $4 a month for the average assessed value in Lane County. And then the rest of that $98 million is state and federal money.
I'm wondering how many questions from the western part of Lane County you're getting that sound something to the effect of, how does this benefit us in the western part of Lane County having a courthouse, brand new courthouse in Eugene?
I even get that from the folks in Junction City and Elmira that are close in. Because it's being built in downtown Eugene. How's that benefit us? People all over this county, every felony case in this county gets heard in that courthouse. They don't get heard in a municipal court. So anyone arrested in Florence, like the gentleman that murdered his mother, that case will be tried in that courthouse in Eugene. If you have a contract dispute, like a landlord-tenant, it might be heard. You might hear it in front of a judge in Eugene. If you're getting a divorce, that comes to Eugene. Mm-hmm. You know, 33,000 cases a year go through that courthouse.
Wow.
So it serves the entire county. And we put a community benefits agreement on the courthouse that says we're going to use local labor, local contractors, and local materials, and locals defined as Lane County. So hopefully you'll see a benefit economically to the county during the construction process. We're going to be bringing that $98 million from outside Lane County, yet spending it combined with the $154 from the local taxpayers to generate, you know, that amount of local economic activity with local contractors buying local materials.
So even though it's a fairly large dollar amount for the total cost of this, the Lane County taxpayer is going to pay about, like you said, 60%
correct
of the cost versus the whole percentage, the whole
right
cost.
And they'll pay that 60% over 20 years like a mortgage, so it won't be a large amount every month. Like I said, the average will be $4 a month for the average homeowner in Lane County.
So does Lane County then have to go out, if this bond is approved, then they have to go out and they have to find the financing for that 60% in order to pay it back? Or does the county have the money already set aside that it will reimburse itself?
Basically, it'll be the state portion that they'll provide reimbursement from the state portion of their funding. So that'll be set aside by the legislature, hopefully after we get the vote approved here, and if we get the vote approved on May 21st. So we'll have that money available.
Right. Now we don't have to pay back.
Yeah, yeah.
Okay.
And that'll be kind of, you know, initial financing and all that. But we will have to find a financial instrument to fund the construction cost and then pay that back over time. So that's built into the cost. That interest cost is built into our total cost of the project. We have everything wrapped into that.
Okay, so what is, if the bond is approved, what is the time frame, or when does the county hope to begin construction and access the building eventually?
So we're actually having a request for proposals and are trying to select a design architect team prior to May 21st. So if we get a yes vote, we can start the architects on it almost right away. From that moment to actually turning over dirt, maybe 18 months to 2 years, just that whole design and permitting process that we'll have to go through. And then the actual construction will take probably 18 months to 2 years. So from May 21st, you're looking at 3 to 4 years for a complete courthouse.
Well, whatever you do, don't try to put a mural on it, because we found out how that works here in this part of Lane County.
Or at least make sure everybody knows what the mural is going to look like.
There you go. Sorry, we're just having a little fun there.
Yeah.
Well, what other I guess that pretty much covers that. What other things are going on at the commissioners' meetings that we might need to know about?
Oh, gosh. We're doing all sorts of things. We're particularly looking at, you know, the housing crisis and trying to help resolve some of those issues. I have to head off to Eugene for our housing authority meeting immediately after this. So trying to look for solutions to that, whether it's trying to expand accessory dwelling units out into the rural RR areas of the county, to, as we're looking at building our new, Housing First project there on Martin Luther King Boulevard across from Autzen Stadium, right next door to our behavioral health department, that should really help people move away from homelessness by dealing with the addiction and mental health issues that made them homeless in the first place. But it's that low barrier that gets them in without having to be clean before they get the housing, which that's, it's kind of like which comes first, the chicken or the egg, the housing or getting clean. Really hard to get clean if you're living in a tent.
Yeah, very true, very true. So where can people find out more about the bond issues to learn more or to get the information on that?
So if they want the county information is, we can't put advocacy information on our website. It's objective. LaneCounty.org/courthouse will get you to that page where all that information. You can also see the study that was done by the National Center for State Courts on how big it needs to be and what departments ought to be in it. You can also see the preliminary scoping study that developed the cost estimating, also is linked there, as well as there's a link right up front on that page to a 5-minute video that kind of explains the need. The other place you can get information is from the Political Action Committee that's supporting a yes vote, and that's equaljusticelane.com. That's all one word, equaljusticelane.com, and that's where you can find some more advocacy reasons why we're supporting a yes vote versus the county has to kind of stay, these are the facts, ma'am.
Right. A county has to stay neutral. They can't be soliciting votes for that.
That's correct.
And that's understandable. They just say, hey, this is why we need it, and it's up to you guys to decide whether we get it or not.
And as elected official, I'm a little bit free from that constraint because as an elected official, you're allowed to advocate. So I actually am participating in helping organize that PAC that supports the yes vote.
All right, so then we know you're in favor. Yes. Are the county commissioners pretty much in agreement?
All five have endorsed the measure.
All right.
So that's pretty rare to see, unanimous board. And if you go to that equaljusticelane.com site, you'll see our list of endorsements is far-reaching, where we've got attorneys, construction companies, and labor unions all agreeing that we need to replace this courthouse.
Well, I know you have to get to Eugene. West Lane County Commissioner Jay Bozovich, thank you for stopping by.
Thank you, George.
Coming up, we'll talk with the folks from Rods and Roadies about a new program to help folks with their car repairs. Next on Our Town.